produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Reverend Lydia Speaks, Radio Network USA World. Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way, Radio Network USA World.
Good morning, grand rising to you all, and thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks, on the Rev. Lydia Speaks Network. As I prepare to speak to you today, I happen to glance up at the calendar, and I notice the date. It kind of punched me in the stomach, I gotta be truthful, because a year ago today, my best friend, confidant, sister by any other name, of almost 50 years, lost her battle with cancer, but she won her place in God's kingdom. Doing her eulogy was both an honor and a heartbreak for me, because I recall the many evenings we sat on her porch and talked about the Thelma and Louise type trips we would take after the kids were grown, after we were retired and had more time. What happened to the time? Because often, as it does, life got in the way with its heartbreaks, illnesses, death of those close to us, like parents and spouses. And you know, all of the things that zap your strength and steal your desire for your dreams and plans. Yet somehow, through it all, we found the time to be there for one another. But how did a whole year go by so quickly? I've heard it said that time waits for no man, and I've been around long enough that I'm beginning to see what that means. Yet time is a thing of vast importance. I was taught to never put it off until tomorrow what you could do today. But what happens when you truly cannot do it today? Seriously, cannot do it. Because you've run out of time. See, even the best meaning of us, the ones who plan every detail of the day, have chinks thrown in that take up more of that time than originally anticipated. Things that may not mean much to you right at the moment, but what about the task at the other end that didn't get done? Or better yet, the person, yes, the person to whom you promised your attention doesn't get it. Oh, they may say it's okay and they understand, but how many times can they say that until they start to feel neglected or worse, expect to be disappointed by you not keeping your promise? And how long before you start to feel guilt or start to make excuses as to why it couldn't be helped and then start to dismiss your actions and they become habit? There's a story about a little boy whose birthday was coming up soon, and his father asked him what he wanted as his gift. To the father's surprise, the boy replied, "You, Dad, all I want for my birthday is you." You see, the father worked a lot, and when he was home, he was too tired and he couldn't do anything and didn't have the strength to do anything with his son. So even in his presence, he was absent. Now, his son's words no doubt stung because the father was doing what he thought he was supposed to do to provide for his family, like keeping a roof overhead and food on the table and clothes on their backs, getting an education for his children. His son's words were a stark reminder that our presence, I mean our full presence, is as important as the material things to those close to us. I must admit that I too am guilty of that busy cycle. Well, I'm in the room, physically, but I sometimes find that my mind has moved on to the next thing. Aren't we extremely blessed that our God never gets overwhelmed or overworked and never loses sight of the importance of us? In the Bible, there are many principles and promises. Now, principles are rules that when practiced, they lead to promises kept. As in my favorite, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you." Translation, when we give intentional time, uninterrupted time, quality time, time when it's just you and God and you can feel his all-in presence, when you feel wrapped in the arms of peace, acceptance, and unconditional love, watch what happens to your life when you take that time. You see, we have a father, a friend, a brother, a savior who is always fully present. And the promises at the end of you being there with God is that all the things that we were so worked up about that had to be done, that kept us absent in the first place, will be supplied. Now talk about a perk. You're not even working as hard as you thought you had to, because all God wants is your love and consistent friendship. Just a little time apart. Just as for you to say thank you and just snuggle down in the lap of your father. We look around the world today at so much that's going wrong, and we wonder why. It's because of wasted time. We human beings have been wasting time since the dawn of creation, hating each other for our differences instead of celebrating them, trying to one-up each other, exclusion instead of inclusion. Greed has led to the vast destruction of nature, all for the sake of making room for profit, for building an economy that doesn't work for all. We have gone so far as to take away the little devotional time we had in school at the beginning of the day. calling it unconstitutional. Do you remember when we used to say the Pledge of Allegiance and sing the Star Spangled Banner or whatever it took to try to uplift our day? And it's been called unconstitutional by the same people who print "In God We Trust" on our currency. Go figure. We are now in the middle of people having to make the life-changing decisions about food and meds or paying bills, or how to put gas in a car to get to jobs that, by the way, we're told they're plentiful, but they pay so little that it's almost impossible to support yourself, let alone a family, all the while taking yet more time away from your family. Just like the scenario in my story. Scripture says clearly how we are to live. It gives careful consideration to avoiding anything that distracts us from connecting with God and the Christ nature within. We have placed our attention on the material manifestations instead of the spiritual development like that of Matthew 6:33. But just reconnecting with Source, I have learned to check my priority and thought patterns many times during the day. Yes, it does start with me getting up early to connect with my higher self, my Christ self within, and to ask what is needed for me this day and how I can live my word. I spoke to you about creating a word for yourself. My word is faith. And when I do that, things just seem to work out. My God is faithful, and I, for one, am very grateful, especially today for this promise. Blessed be they who mourn, for they will be comforted. And he never breaks his promise. So I'm happy that the stories I can remember of times with my sister friend will become rich memories to cherish. And I will always, always hold them dear. And they will serve as lessons for me not to waste time. Let's shift our perception of time. Use it well and make each moment count. This is the time for all of us to give much thought to kingdom expansion, to unity, to love, and worship the God who holds your fullness of time blessings in his hands. We all think of time as being linear, just moving in a straight path, that past, present, and future type of thing, where what you experienced yesterday is gone, and whatever is going on at this now moment is all that there is, and the future isn't promised. But when you shift your thought patterns, you see that the way you reacted to something in the past actually created the now you are experiencing. And if you continue doing the same thing you always have done, you're now setting up the future yet to come. That's why the saying, "It is always the now moment," rings true. Living from your past experiences is what got you to the position that you are in right now. But the good news is that if you don't like where you are right now, it's never too late to change. You may have grown up like I did, listening to people who were certain that God gave his blessing to just a few lucky souls. And that thought pattern set you up for a valid reason why you're not as far along as you hope to have been. After all, God's given out the blessing, and if God didn't see fit to bless you, well, why try? Don't you see that's a lie? That is a setup. The Bible says God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. And here's the promise of that. Whoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. Jesus said, "I come that all shall have life and have it abundantly," not some, not a certain race, all. And that in itself is an invitation to embrace all that God is, all that Jesus said you can have, be, experience now, not in the sweet by and by, now. And how do you receive all of this? goes back to time. By investing time, you see how important it is not to waste it feeling defeated and lost and settling for mediocre when God has given you dominion over this world and called you kings and queens. Not so you can belittle others or try to lord over them, but so that you can lift them up when needed. Because everyone doesn't arrive at this understanding at the same time. Now, this is just my opinion, but I think it's high time that the paradigm shifts to a point where all know and trust the process of divine timing and the process of principle and promise. Because after all, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And your heart is the soul of you. As you sit with God and have conversation and meditate on his word and develop the understanding of his plans for his creation, you gain power. You gain boldness to step into the role you are to play and live your life in fullness of joy. Now, do it now. Did you know that you are Imago Dei, the image of God? How can you feel defeated? How large that image becomes is up to you. Don't you think it's worth the time it takes to find it out? I have used my coffee in Christ time early in the morning when it's just me and the birds and the breeze, and I can sit and I can talk to God and I can listen. Sometimes I don't hear. And you know why that is? It's not because I'm not trying, but it's because somewhere in a little corner in a deep recess of my soul, the things that I was taught young that seem so negative to me now that I have taken the time to inquire of God and not just of my earthly people. And those things in the deep recesses of your mind, they crop up. Whenever you start to do better, the back of your mind, your subconscious, where some of these seeds still live and thrive, comes forward to try to keep you in your place. Ego, edging God out, becomes the norm. And if you can edge out the God of you, then you won't live to your full potential. You see, there's nothing more frightening to the realm of darkness than light. And you are the light. We're so busy trying to make a living. We're so busy trying to keep things straight and in line that we don't stop to think that if we just plug into the source, who is God, he'll give you the energy. He'll show you your wrongs and your rights and whether to make a left turn or a right turn. He'll show you. He'll tell you what you are to do. And it becomes so much easier. I can tell you that if I wake up late or my alarm clock doesn't go off a lot of times, a lot of times I don't set it because I've become my alarm clock. It is such a habit with me to wake and sit and pray and have my coffee in Christ time that my body craves it and I wake up for it. But in those rare instances where I've been ill and had to take a medication or something, it dulls your senses. And I wake up droggy, and I wake up not having the energy to even sit and let God pour into me. Those days suck, and they get worse as the days go on. This is why I try to make sure that I have stored up enough of God's word that I can talk to myself. Because you got to talk to yourself to get yourself out of bed so that you can sit and be with your Father. I just lay there and I ask him for the strength, and I repeat the promises that he has for my life. I repeat that I am to be abundantly blessed. I repeat that I deserve because God says I deserve. Not that I deserve on my own, but that God has said, I have taken away everything that kept you from me. You are mine. He sent his son into the world to prove that. He so loved the world, and I'm part of it. I'm in the world, not of it, but because I live in this realm, there are things that you need, and God already knows that. You need the comfort of home. You need health. You need food. And in this realm, it takes money, so you need a job. But job is not your source. Your source is that time that you take apart with God to get your strength together, to renew your faith and your longing, and let him know. Just say, God, this ain't working. I've done what I can do, and I'm still seemingly in lack. Notice I said seemingly. Because you put that word lack on yourself when you are separate from God, not spending time, intentional time, quality time with God. You do feel like you're in lack because you're not being exposed to everything that he says you are. Meditate on his word. Go into the Bible. Start at the beginning. Let us make man in our own image and likeness, imago Dei. So if you're the image of God on this plane, and you're the likeness of God on this plane, part of that likeness is abundance, health, divine perfect health. Yes, you may have illnesses. You may be in pain from arthritis or anything else that causes dis-ease. But when you give that to God, that can disappear too. I am a living, breathing, walking witness to that. My prayer for you today is that you take the time to be. Just be. Be in the presence of God. Be able to be enlightened. Be willing to expand your heart, your mind, your thoughts to know what you truly were purposed to be. And right now, I am feeling really good about having had such a beautiful friend on this plane, but I know our friendship still lasts. There's a thin veil between here and where she is now. And I know she can hear me and see me and knows that I love her. And I can feel her love in return. And I thank God. Be blessed.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you. That you could overcome, I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing, and I started having doubts, and it got me so
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.